بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my dear young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I'd like to start off by congratulating all of my young friends who have finished their another year of school, congratulating those who graduated this year, congratulating their parents and their grandparents on this accomplishment. Because every year, every month, every week, every day is an opportunity for us to move forward, to learn, to gain something, and I hope and pray that that is what you have done, and I congratulate you on that. When I was a student, I would absolutely detest the time of year that you have just gone through. So the period of exams and tests was something that I absolutely had the worst time with. And I totally can relate and can feel the relief that you must be feeling right now. Because the moment I would write my last exam and walk out of that room, I would feel like someone has lifted a bunch of boulders or rocks off my back. So I know how that feels, and I congratulate you again for that. And now, when you come out of that, you feel like you have all the time in the world. Because just moments before that, days, weeks before that, you had all the stress about exams and tests and projects and this and that, and then all of a sudden, you find like there's nothing to do now, and you have all the time in the world. And when you think about it, it's almost like you're a millionaire. The reason I say that is because you are a millionaire who has now at their fingertips 5 million, not dollars, 5 million seconds. Okay, you have just over 5 million seconds until you come around to September again and are thrown back into the cycle. So the crucial question is, what are you going to do with these 5 million seconds? These 5 million seconds that you have at your disposal now, what are you going to do with those? Are you going to be like those who win the lottery? I'm not saying it's halal, obviously don't play the lottery, please. But those who play the lottery and win, and then blow the money in a few weeks, in a few years, and then find themselves bankrupt. Meaning that you spend your entire holiday, all the time that you have, with nothing to show for when September comes around. Or can you take these 5 million, these 5 million seconds, and do something productive, do something useful with them? So today what we're going to do is we're going to explore how you can use these 5 million seconds, what you can do with these 5 million seconds. First of all, the first thing you need to do is you need to take a break. You need to take a break and take some rest. Okay, I'm not going to be the imam who's going to stand up here and say, okay, now you're at the masjid, sit down and get your Quran and start reading. Okay, no. First of all, it's good to do that first, but you need to take a break, you need to take some rest. Because what Islam teaches us is a life of balance. What Islam teaches us is a life of balance. Okay, so you have balance between work and life, you have a balance between study and your life. And balance is very important. Check out the story of two great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hanzala and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, two companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hanzala radiallahu anhu says, one day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu met me. So he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he said, Abu Bakr asked him, Kayfa anta ya Hanzala? How are you doing, Hanzala? Just like, when we meet, we say, Assalamu alaikum, how's it going? So he asked him, how are you doing, Hanzala? Hanzala replies and he says, Nafaqa Hanzala. Instead of saying, yeah, I'm doing good, how are you? He says, Nafaqa Hanzala. That Hanzala is a hypocrite. Now, being a hypocrite, we know is bad, but at the time, especially at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions would take this very, very seriously. Right? Very, very seriously. Nobody wanted to be a hypocrite. Nobody wanted to be a munafiq. So here you find one of the close companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that he is a hypocrite about himself. About himself. He says, Hanzala is a hypocrite. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is dumbfounded. He's like, SubhanAllah, what are you talking about? What are you saying? What are you saying? What do you mean that you're a hypocrite? So he says, I replied that we stay with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reminds us of paradise. He reminds us of hell, and when we are in his company, it's as if we are looking at these two. But when we leave the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go to our wives, when we go to our families, to our children, and work for our livelihood, then we forget a lot of what we've learned. So that's why he's feeling that he's a hypocrite. Because when he's in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he feels like he can see paradise, he can see hell, he can relate to everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. And it has an impact on him. But the moment he leaves the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes to his family, goes to his wife, to his children, to work, he starts forgetting those things. And because of that, he feels like he's a hypocrite. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thinks about that as well. He says, by Allah, I also feel the same. So now both of them are concerned about this. Because they don't want to be hypocrites. They don't want to be a munafiq. And they're concerned. They don't know. So they go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both go. And alhamdulillah radiallahu anhu tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nafaqa alhamdulillah ya Rasulullah. That alhamdulillah is a hypocrite, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is like, also says, why is that? Why are you calling yourself a hypocrite? Right, you sin my company, you are with the believers, you know, you don't do anything that's wrong, so why are you calling yourself a hypocrite? So he replied, he told him the same thing, that when we stay with you, you remind us of paradise, you remind us of hell, and it's as if we are looking at them. It's so vivid, your descriptions and your teachings. But when we leave you, we attend to our wives, our children, our livelihood, we find ourselves that we have forgotten much. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very balanced individual. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very balanced teacher, right? Not one of extremes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, by he in whose hand is my soul, meaning by Allah, if you had remained upon that same state, so if you had remained throughout in the same state of attentiveness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the state you were on when you were with me, in the remembrance of Allah, the angels would have shook your hands while you were on your beds or walking along your way. Okay, so if you were in that state, that would be excellent, and the angels would be totally supporting you and would be with you all along. But he said, ya alhamdulillah, sa'atan wa sa'atan, three times, thalath marat. Meaning, but oh alhamdulillah, an hour and an hour, meaning everything has its proper time. Everything has its proper time. So you have the time to be at a high state of iman, of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then there will be other times when you have to get involved in other things, take care of your family, work, study, do other things, and it's okay if you're not at the same level all the time. So the lesson is that you're not always expected to be serious. You're not always expected to be in the same state of faith, in the same state of worship, in the same state of study, because that is not the natural inclination of human beings. We're human beings, we have ups and downs, we get sad, we get happy, our faith skyrockets one day and then hits rock bottom the other day. That happens. That happens to all individuals. It happens to all human beings. So the lesson is that you're not always expected to be serious, and that is to say that there's a time for everything and you need to divide up your time. So these 5 million seconds that you have at your disposal, you need to divide them up and figure out how you're going to use them. So this is the time after you finish school, you've done your exams, and even for those of us who are not in school, your holiday comes along, right? You've worked hard throughout the year, it's time to take a break. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I make my heart relaxed through lawful amusement. Even the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would they do? He's saying, I make my heart relaxed through lawful amusement, that it may be strong enough to assist me on the truth. So the point of taking a break, taking rest, taking time off, was not just to do it for the sake of taking a break, but rather to re-energize ourselves. To re-energize ourselves, to get back the energy, to get back the stamina, to go out and then start working again. So there's nothing wrong with relaxing with things that are lawful. So, you know, there's games, activities that are refreshing, that don't contain indecency, that don't contain bad morals. And you know, anything that's prohibited, then that's all fine. But remember that too much of something that is too much of one thing, even if it is lawful, is not good. Too much of something, even if it is lawful, is not too good. Let me give you an example. So let's say you really like Kit Kat. Yeah, I like Kit Kat. So if you let's say you like having a Kit Kat every once in a while. Now, you start liking Kit Kat so much, because it tastes good and because it's halal, that you start having it all the time. And you start having it for every meal. And instead of having cereal or French toast or eggs or whatever for breakfast, you have a Kit Kat. And then lunchtime comes around, instead of having a healthy meal, you have a Kit Kat. And the dinner time comes around, you still keep on having Kit Kats. Then for a midnight snack, you have another Kit Kat. What's going to happen? You're going to find yourself in trouble. Right? So Kit Kat is something halal, something fine, maybe not the most nutritious, but you know, something okay to indulge in once in a while, but within limits. Even the makers of Kit Kat market it as such, right? What's the slogan? Have a break, have a Kit Kat. Right? Have a break, have a Kit Kat. So Kit Kat is marketed to have a break, right? As a snack, not as a meal. So the point is, before you start getting hungry, the point is, when budgeting your 5 million seconds that you have at your disposal right now, put some aside for taking a break, put some aside for relaxing a bit, for chilling out a bit, but don't use it all for that. Don't use it all for that. And also, keep in mind that when we take a break, when we relax, when we take a break, we don't stop breathing, for example. We don't stop using a bathroom when we need to. We don't stop eating when we get hungry. In the same way, remember that your prayers, your salat, are your lifeline to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the breath of a believer. It's a lifeline that connects a person, a believer, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So regardless of what kind of break you're taking or how you're relaxing, do not neglect your prayers. Do not neglect your salat, because that is your lifeline to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to do everything you can to not put it in danger and not break it off. So once you've set aside some of those 5 million seconds to take a break, and you've taken your break, what do you do next? What are you going to do? So many of you will be traveling over the summer period. Others will be staying at home. Whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, think of how you can turn it into something powerful and something positive. And I'll tell you what I mean. We know from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that intentions are what actions are judged by. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Actions are judged by their intentions. Don't get me wrong here. Okay? That does not mean that you can do something bad with good intentions and it will become good. Okay? So don't say that, you know, my friends are going out to drink or going to the bar. You know, I'm going to go along with them so I can tell them about Islam and maybe tell them not to drink. Okay, that's not the point. The point is that when you do something good or you do something that is permissible, you do it with even better intentions. So if you're going to be doing something that is permissible, something that is good, you do so with even better intentions. And with those intentions, that same action can become even more powerful. That same action, because of the better intentions, the enhanced intentions, can become even more powerful. So what does that mean? So for example, if you're going to be spending time with your family on vacation, so let's say you're going for a trip somewhere, which is an excellent thing to do, travel with the intention. Don't just travel because your family is going and that's it. Make the intention that you're traveling, for example, to see the beauty and the diversity of Allah's creation. Or that you're traveling to strengthen family ties. Because these are all things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages and wants us to do. Okay, so if you're going on a road trip, and you just go for the sake of the road trip, then it's just a road trip. But if you change your intention, and make the intention that you're going with your family so that you can spend time with your parents and your siblings, and strengthen the bond of love and the relationship between one another, then inshallah you'll get rewarded for that. You go with the intention on a vacation to experience the beauty of nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, or to appreciate the diversity of Allah's creation, and inshallah you'll get rewarded for that. If you're going to work over the summertime, you do so with the intention of serving people, or saving money to help, you know, support your parents, or saving money to give in charity, Or if you're old enough, save money for marriage. You know, when I got married, I actually saved whatever I needed by working over the summer. So I worked for a few months over the summertime, alhamdulillah. And then I had enough that I was able to get married while I was still studying, right? So I got married pretty young, as you can imagine. But, you know, it was something that you can do, right? It's something that you can work towards. So whatever you want to do, good intentions, put them into action. If you're playing sports, if you're taking part in sports activities, or if you're working out, do it with the intention of improving your physical and mental strength, which in turn can make you better at studying and better at worshiping. I mean, Ramadan is coming along, right? Ramadan is not too far. It's right around the corner. And you're going to need that strength. You're going to need that stamina, and especially in this weather. So work out, play sports, and do it with the right intention. Inshallah, you'll get rewarded for that as well. Now again, I go back to the 5 million seconds. So those of us who've joined us a bit after I started, I'm talking about the 5 million seconds that our young men and women, our young children have until September. So it's just over 5 million seconds, okay, that they have in their holidays. And for those of us who work as well, if you have a vacation, there is time that is to be used. Remember, killing in itself is not something that's good. So don't kill even time. Don't kill even when it comes to time. Right? Don't kill time by burying it and hiding it under things that have no benefit. So when I look back and I think about all the things I used to do, so one of the things you would do is play Grand Theft Auto, right? GTA, when I was a kid, as a teenager with other friends, right? And I can assure you that's something that really hasn't benefited me, alright? Because believe me, when you play GTA, you're not learning anything that's going to help you. Anything good anyway, okay? Not good. Maybe in something bad, which we don't want you to go towards, okay? Hanging out at the mall, for example, right? Hanging out at the mall will not only eat up your 5 million seconds, it will also eat up some of your cash as well. Probably on things which, you know, you probably don't need to spend on. Time lives on. Time lives on, meaning isn't killed, but lives on with things that are most beneficial, right? So because the benefit that you or others receive during a set period of time goes on benefiting for days, for months, and for years. Okay? That's how you keep time alive. You kill time by wasting time, not doing anything useful with it, nothing beneficial, but you keep time alive by using it for things that are productive, for using it for something positive, something beneficial, something that will either benefit you or benefit others for days, for months, for years to come. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about two blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about two blessings which many people lose. He says, ni'matani maqbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. So many people lose these two blessings, as-siha wal faragh, health and free time. So you have your health with you right now, you have free time right now, but there's going to come a time and it's not going to be there anymore. There's going to come a time when that free time is not going to be there, when your health isn't going to be the same or as good as it is today. So you want to take care of that. So use this time and use this health, which are both blessings, before it's gone. And use it to build. Use it to build. And I'm not talking about Lego or Mega Blocks. Use it to build your character. Use it to build your faith, your life, and most importantly, your afterlife. Right, so there's a number of, for example, there's a number of Islamic conferences, events, camps, you know, all types of activities that happen. Inshallah, we'll be having some here as well, but especially in the larger cities. So take advantage of that, especially over the long weekend. You know, we have long weekends coming up. We have programs that take place, especially in Toronto. So take advantage of those. Every second of the 5 million seconds that you have, and every other second as well, has the potential to move you closer to success. It has the potential to shoot you forward. So you want to use it, you don't want to lose it. One easy way to lose a lot, to lose a lot more than you bargained for, is through your friends. This is very important, so please pay attention. Never underestimate the influence your friends have on you. Right? We all know about peer pressure. Or just being in an environment. Being in an environment when people are doing something. And I give you a clear example of this. Look at the Stanley Cup riots. Or the Stanley Cup loser riots in Vancouver. Right? And initially, the authorities, the cops thought that it was, you know, gangs of thugs and people who were bent on causing trouble. But guess what they find out? A lot of them were regular individuals, regular kids, who did not have, you know, criminal backgrounds. They did not have criminal records. Yet they found themselves doing really horrible and silly things. I mean, who would think that, you know, if you have a rag stuffed into the gas tank of a cop car and you're lighting it and people are taking your pictures and you're known as an athlete, that you're not going to get busted. And of course you're going to get in trouble. So I don't know what these people were thinking. But what it shows you is the power that the environment, our surroundings have upon us. So perfectly normal human beings, perfectly rational, smart, intelligent kids, right? Successful, academically successful, athletically, right? But to find themselves doing things which no person in their right mind would do. So this is the power of friends and the power of the environment we put ourselves in. So this can have a very terrible effect on us. It can also have a very wonderful and positive effect on us as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That, oh, you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be with the truthful. Be with those who are truthful. So if your friends are those who make up lies, if your friends are those who are, you know, using bad language or are involved, indulge in activities that are of no benefit and are harmful, stay away. Stay away. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us all. This goes for adults as well. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with those who are truthful. The Prophet ﷺ said, the parable, the example of a good friend and a bad friend is that of a carrier of musk, right, of perfume, and a blacksmith. The carrier of musk, the person who is carrying musk, the perfume, will either give you some, or you will buy some from them, or you will at least, at the very least, notice a good smell. So by being in their company, you'll get something of benefit. But as for the blacksmith, he will burn your clothes, or you will notice a bad smell. You're not going to get any benefit. So similarly, if you have good friends, either they'll give you something beneficial, so beneficial knowledge, a beneficial trait, or just, you know, a positive boost when you're down, so on and so forth, or you'll give them something and they'll give you something. So either you'll benefit from them, or you'll benefit them and they'll benefit you, or at the very least, you'll stay out of trouble. At the very least, you'll enjoy their good company, and if they keep out of trouble, most likely you will also keep out of trouble. On the other hand, in contrast, if you have bad friends, you will get burned one way or the other. Remember that. If you have bad friends, if you have friends who are involved in things that are bad, that are negative, you are going to get burned one way or the other. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us. At the very least, you're going to stink. At the very least, you're going to stink. Your character, your faith, your intellect is going to start stinking. Okay, just like if somebody has a friend who's a blacksmith, and you hang around the blacksmith, as the Prophet ﷺ is telling us as an example, there's nothing beneficial. Even if you're in the company of someone who is bad, somehow or the other, you're going to get influenced by that, or you'll find yourself in trouble. So stay away from stinky company. Okay, I'm not saying go around and doing the smell test, right? You know what I mean. Okay, stay away. Stay away from company that is stinky, that is not giving you any benefit, that has the potential to harm you, and go with the company that can benefit you and that can help you. So if you're going to be spending some of your 5 million seconds that you have on friends and with friends, make sure that there are those who deserve your time. Make sure that there are those who deserve your time, who you can gain from, who you can help, and you can gain something from, you can benefit from them. Not those who will burn you and leave you looking like a loser. Right? None of us wants to be called a loser, and worse, nobody even wants to especially be seen as a loser in front of others. Right? So be careful of that. So to recap, number one, take some time to relax in permissible ways. Okay, so it's good to relax, it's good to take some time off, take a break, you deserve it. Take that. Be mindful of your prayers. This is your lifeline to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what distinguishes a believer from someone who does not believe. So please be mindful of your prayers. Look for ways to turn what you're doing into something better. Look for ways to turn something permissible into something that's awesome and something that is powerful, something that is good by having better intentions. Don't kill time. Time doesn't want to be killed. Okay, time is there to help us, to support us, to use for benefit. So don't kill it, please. And finally, spend your time with those who are truthful. Spend your time with friends who are good and who can benefit you and who do not stink. You know what I mean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to spend our time in the best way possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the parents and grandparents and allow our children to move forward towards what is good by being intelligent and by following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.